I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, October 17th. California is the land of the stars. It's also in the stars as the California Nebula, a cloud of gas and dust that looks like the outline of the state. It's more than 1,000 light-years away in Perseus. The nebula belongs to a giant star-forming complex, the Perseus OB2 Association. The region has given birth to many Class O and B stars, the biggest and brightest of all stars. The California Nebula probably is energized by one of those stars, known as Chi Persei. The star is more than 30 times the mass of the Sun and tens of thousands of degrees hotter. At that temperature, it produces huge amounts of ultraviolet energy. When that radiation zaps hydrogen atoms, it splits them apart. When they link back up, the atoms produce red light, the main color of the nebula. Oxygen and other elements produce their own colors, but they're not nearly as common as hydrogen. The California Nebula probably is about 100 light-years long. It's likely to split into smaller clumps that will collapse to form even more stars. But radiation and winds from Chi Persei and other big stars will blow away much of the nebula's material, limiting the number of new stars for this cosmic California. Perseus climbs into good view in the northeast in early evening. Chi Persei is visible to the naked eye near the bottom of the constellation. But you need a telescope to see the faint outline of the California Nebula. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.